This is Morning Edition on WSIU. I'm Leah Lerner reporting the news. Attorney General Kwame Raoul announced that a federal judge issued a preliminary injunction blocking HUD's proposed changes to the Continuum of Care grant program. The changes introduced by the Trump administration were deemed illegal and could have caused tens of thousands of people to lose housing. The court ordered HUD to process applications under previous rules. Raoul, along with 20 attorneys general and two governors, sued HUD for violating congressional intent, failing to follow rulemaking procedures, and imposing unlawful conditions on housing programs. Illinois received over $182 million in federal homelessness assistance funding in 2024 and has significantly increased state funding to combat homelessness. Illinois is slowly working towards fully funding its state retirement systems. A recent report shows a, quote, modest uptick in recent years. Mawa Iqbal has more.
The legislature's nonpartisan research unit looked at the state government's five retirement systems, which cover state workers, judges, university employees, and public school teachers outside of Chicago. For the previous fiscal year, which ended in June, Illinois taxpayers were liable for $143 billion. But as eye-popping as that figure is, it's down from the previous year. Collectively, the systems were 47% funded, and that's the best fiscal position the state has been in since 2008. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
Chronic pain is discomfort that persists for more than 3 months and affects millions of Americans. A new report offers an alternative to traditional treatment, neuroplastic recovery therapy. President of the Association for the Treatment of Neuroplastic Symptoms, Dr. Dave Clark, says most people assume the pain in various forms of illness are caused by injury or disease. Another part of the body, he explains, could hold the answer.
There's a whole other category where pain can be generated by the brain, and that turns out to be responsible for symptoms in at least a quarter of the population and 40% of people who go to the doctor.
Clark adds neuroplastic symptoms are generated due to changes in the brain's nerve pathways and are linked to stress, trauma, emotions, and other life challenges. Learn more at WSIU.org.